Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Austin Peterson here, former presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Today is Tuesday, January the 10th, 2017, and this is the Freedom Report podcast. I've got a story this morning that is just absolutely burning up the internet, and one that I think my viewers or listeners are really going to be interested to hear. I know you don't often get to hear me do these live streams in the morning, but this story to me was like, I cannot wait. I've got to read this one into the transcripts and share this with you guys because it just, I mean, it blew my hair back. I don't think I have eyebrows anymore because they've been completely singed off by Piers Morgan, of all people. The savagery level is just off the charts for what Piers Morgan wrote about Meryl Streep's comments at the Golden Globes. And, you know, there's that old saying by, I believe it was FDR's wife. She said, you know, average minds talk about people, great minds talk about ideas. Well, today we're going to be average minds. We're going to talk about people. So just deal with it. Okay. But this story is coming to you from the Daily Mail, of all places. I know, fake news. No, this is a real story. It's Piers Morgan writing about Meryl Streep's comments on Donald Trump. And, you know, At first, when I saw that Donald Trump was blasting Meryl Streep over her comments, I was really upset about the story because I hate seeing the president-elect get involved in these kinds of spats. This isn't really what I want the commander-in-chief to be doing. I enjoy it for its entertainment purposes, you know, don't get me wrong, but I always think to myself, you know, the president-elect should have better things to do. And, well, this is Piers Morgan's job. Piers Morgan, of all people. This is the guy that 3 years ago, or like 3 or 4 years ago, it was the absolute pariah of conservatives and libertarians. Everybody hated Piers Morgan, and to the point where he really just, he lost his show. And everybody was like, oh, yeah, celebrating. Well, I think he must have gotten his butt kicked so hard that I think he might have learned his lessons. I think some people in Hollywood and the media are actually starting to get why people freaking hate these liberal elite Hollywood celebrities so much. And I'm going to read this to you. You're going to think this is something that I wrote about Meryl Streep. It is so, it puts her on blast. And the Piers Morgan does probably want to be relevant again. One of my commenters in the live stream already popped in. Morgan's trying to be relevant, yeah. And Zachary Childs, good morning to you as well. God bless you as well, sir. And a lovely day to you all. You're getting a little treat here, a little live stream fresh in the morning before you guys get to work or have your coffee. I got my coffee. And so anyways, listen along and enjoy this show because this stuff is going, again, please, if you're not wearing your seatbelts, you should be wearing your seatbelts anyway. I won't force you to, but put them on because this is unbelievable. Okay, so the title of this, sorry Meryl, but that hypocritical anti-Trump rant was easily the worst performance of your career, and then, in parentheses, apart from that time you gave a child rapist a standing ovation. Oh my goodness, that's how you know that this is gonna be a good article. So Piers Morgan writes at Mail Online, oh Meryl, I can't do his accent, but I might try sometimes. Oh Meryl, not you too. Just when I thought we'd exhausted the reservoir of Trump-hating lovies, up pops the biggest star in Hollywood to join the bandwagon and stick one more stiletto-heeled boot into the president-elect 10 days before his inauguration. I gotta be careful, I'll accidentally snick some Cockney in there, and Piers Morgan is not Cockney. He's got the more high-minded British. But let's make one thing clear before I continue. I love Meryl Streep. She's the greatest actress in history, and not, as Trump disingenuously tweeted today, one of the most overrated in Hollywood. She's also, and I speak from personal experience, a delightful woman, incredibly smart, warm, funny, and decent. And after Meryl Streep gave her cringeworthy remarks to Donald Trump, Donald Trump tweeted at her, Meryl Streep, one of the most overrated actresses in Hollywood, doesn't know me but attacked last night at the Golden Globes. She is a Hillary flunky who lost big. For the 100th time, I never mocked a disabled reporter, would never do that, but simply showed him groveling when he totally changed a 16-year-old story that he had written in order to make me look bad. Just more very dishonest media. Bad. I put the bad in there at the end because that just sounds like something Donald Trump would say. He didn't put bad in there, but he does that kind of stuff. In fact, this is Piers Morgan going on again. In fact, there's no better role model for any budding actor or finer example of true feminist power at its very best. So when she speaks, the world listens. Last night, Streep received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Golden Globes and chose the moment to launch a very personal attack on Donald Trump. She began by saying that Hollywood, foreigners, and the press are, quote, the most vilified segments of American society right now. I wonder why. At which point the cameras panned out to hundreds of the richest, most privileged people in American society, sitting in the audience in their $10,000 tuxedos and $20,000 dresses, loudly cheering this acknowledgement of their dreadful victimhood. She then said that if all of the outsiders and foreigners were kicked out of Hollywood, you'll have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts. Wow. I haven't heard such elitist snobbery since Hillary Clinton branded Trump's supporters a, quote, basket of deplorables. And I just want to pause here for just a moment because I just want to say that. She said that if all outsiders and foreigners were kicked out of Hollywood, you have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts. Okay, first of all, martial arts are absolutely an art. That's why they're called martial arts. It's absolutely an art form. If you've never participated in the martial arts, it absolutely is a form of art. It's a body art. It's a defense art. And it's the kind of thing that requires much skill to practice. I did karate for 10 years. And the one part of it that was the most difficult to me were what they call the kata. And the kata are basically the forms, the styles. And it absolutely isn't a style of arts. But it's just amazing because what she's really doing here, she's looking down on people. You know, I don't really watch football. And I'm not the biggest guy in sports. I do like martial arts. But this is so derogatory, it's not even funny. You know, a lot of anarchists sometimes, and even like libertarians, will get involved in sort of the snobbery about the sport, about sports and football and things like that, because, you know, libertarians can be nerds too. So sometimes that means that we can act a little bit elitist. But I mean, her elitist tendencies here are absolutely off the charts. And Piers Morgan's completely right when he said that this is elitist snobbery, just like when Hillary Clinton branded Trump supporters a basket of deplorables. Moving on. For your information, Ms. Streep, tens of millions of ordinary Americans love football and the MMA and would be quite happy watching their favorite sports at the expense of the next Woody Allen film. Boy, I believe that, man. Her real target, though, was Trump. She'd come to take him down, and that is exactly what she proceeded to do. Quote, there were many powerful performances this year that did breathtaking, compassionate work, she said, but there was one performance that stunned me. It sank its hooks in my heart, not because it was good. There's nothing good about it, but it was effective and it did its job. It was that moment when the person asking to sit in the most respected seat in our country imitated a disabled reporter, someone he outranked in privilege and power and the capacity to fight back. Meryl's bottom lip began to tremble. It kind of broke my heart when I saw it, she cried, and I still can't get it out of my head. This instinct to humiliate when it's modeled by someone in the public platform, by someone powerful, filters down into everybody's life because it kind of gives permission for other people to do the same thing. Really, Meryl? For starters, the incident to which she referred didn't happen last year. It happened in 2015. There's even been another Golden Globes in between then and now, at which it was never mentioned. Second, Trump has always furiously denied and has again today on Twitter. He was mocking the reporter's disability, and a conservative website produced video evidence of numerous other instances where he made the exact same gesture to full able-bodied people when attacking them. And the link is there in the Daily Mail to see for yourself. Third, the reporter is hardly a powerless individual with, quote, no capacity to fight back. He's a longtime Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist of the New York Times, a paper that's been trashing Trump for decades. But putting all that to one side for a moment, can you believe this is, by the way, you know, segue, can you believe this is coming out of Piers Morgan's mouth? I mean, I do agree that it is probably him just fighting for relevance, but I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a good thing. I'm willing to accept people when they come around. You know, like, I'm not the type of guy that says, you know, you're a liberal. You can't be a conservative, or you can't be a libertarian now. That's pretty much what most libertarians do all day long, is play the you're not a libertarian game. But, I mean, if Piers Morgan is coming around on this kind of stuff, I think that this is probably one of the better things from the Trump presidency. You know, I'm not one of those people who's completely not, you know, subjective, right? Like, I can be objective when it comes to the Trump presidency and say, you know what, there's a lot of bad with this, but there's also a lot of good. And if anything, the sort of the slap in the face to these, again, these $10,000 tuxedo wearing Hollywood liberals is a beautiful thing to watch. You know, I'm not an egalitarian. I tend to be more on the elitist side of the spectrum, but I don't want to look down on people, right? Like, the problem is that when it comes to Trump's movement, you know, that quote that of basket of deplorables, you know, I've been talking about for a while some of these characters in the alt-right. The problem is that people like Piers Morgan, Meryl Streep, I don't think even Donald Trump understands the depth of the philosophical attitudes that are the people who supported Donald Trump. But for the most part, most of the people who supported Trump are not ideologues, right? They're those football watching, beer drinking, you know, MMA watching, you know, regular red blood Americans, the people who live here with me in Kansas City, the people that I grew up with. I mean, my dad is a Trump supporter, and, you know, and he does that because he is so tired of getting talked down to by these Hollywood elites. It's so wonderful. I mean, just delicious to see Piers Morgan calling out Meryl Streep. And if you think that this doesn't get better, it definitely gets better. But let me put in a real quick plug. Just so you know, guys, if you like my Make Taxation Theft hat again, if you want to get in the spirit of the Trump Revolution without actually getting to the Trump Revolution, you want to make people think, you can get a Make Taxation Theft hat or a shirt at threadsofliberty.com. That's threadsofliberty.com. It's called the AP Collection. You know AP, that's me. You can also get a really cool shirt, and we make this at American Apparel. It's a shirt that says, I want to live in a world where gay married couples can protect their marijuana plants with fully automatic rifles. So if you want to titillate and excite and anger, you know, everybody, there's something for everyone to be offended in that shirt, but it's a great conversation starter. Maybe don't wear it around for the holidays for the family, because, you know, God knows we have all just been fought out with our families and stuff like that. But, you know, if you want to start a conversation with a perfect stranger, I can't imagine that, like, if you're a guy and you don't wear this shirt around, like, so that some girl isn't going to be like, that's cool, right? So it definitely is an eye-catching shirt. Again, you can get these at threadsofliberty.com. It's threadsofliberty.com, the AP collection. Moving on, back to Piers Morgan. Okay, so putting it all aside for one moment, let's say if Trump was mocking a man's disability, then I agree it was disgraceful. Let's move to what Streep said next. Quote, disrespect invites disrespect. Violence incites violence. When the powerful lose their position, when the powerful use their position to bully others, we all lose. At this point, I laughed out loud with incredulity. Not at the words themselves, which are laudable. No, it was the hype. Hypocrisy. Is that the stench of hypocrisy, Mr. Adams? All right, that's a 1776 reference for you musical theater nerds. You'd be hard-pushed to find an industry that encourages more disrespect and violence than Hollywood. Let me repeat that, because that is the really important part. You'd be hard-pushed to find an industry that encourages more disrespect and violence than Hollywood. A place where rich, powerful people make billions of dollars by regularly pandering to the lowest common denominators of sexism, racism, homophobia, and misogyny. And don't forget all the pedophile stuff that goes on with these people as well. Don't forget all of that. But Piers Morgan didn't go that far. This isn't a Pizzagate story, by the way. And happily exploit ever more hideous graphic violence to make a fast, easy buck. And seethe from every tinsel-encrusted pore with the very kind of nasty, power-based bullying that Meryl Streep claims to be so incensed by in Trump. Oh, God, this is good. Fire, fire! So great, though her censorious words indisputably are, they would be perhaps better directed at her own backyard. to highlight just one example of Streep's shocking hypocrisy, what about the 2003 Oscars when she leaped to her feet and gave child rapist Roman Polanski a standing ovation after he was announced as winner of Best Director for The Pianist? She was joined by numerous superstars in the room, many of whom were also seen on camera last night applauding and cheering as Streep attacked Trump's supposed immorality. Clearly, their collective high moral values are a movable feast. Cheers to that, Piers! Cheers! Rule Britannia, I say to that one. At the end of her speech, Streep launched a passionate defense of the press. Quote, they'll need us to safeguard the truth, she said. Now, I've been a journalist for over 30 years. I love my industry, warts and all, and I welcome any support. But when it comes to the truth, many parts of America's media were found severely wanting in this election campaign. It's one burn after another, man. He's dropping bombs, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm loving it. Frankly, a lot of the coverage was a fact-starved partisan disgrace as they fought to see who could sink deeper into the tank for Hillary Clinton. The mainstream U.S. media, having gleefully fueled Trump's candidacy for months to suit their own self-serving commercial interests, then turned on him like spitting cobras when he looked like he might actually win. Whew. It's also a fact that no president in modern times has been so anti-press or so intent on attacking press freedom when he looked like he might actually... on attacking press freedom as Barack Obama, one of Streep's heroes. Let me read that again because I don't want to make a mistake and then you don't get this. It's also a fact that no president in modern times has been so anti-press or so intent on attacking press freedom as Barack Obama, one of Streep's heroes. Under his administration, the U.S. government has set a new record for withholding Freedom of Information Act requests. Obama has also used the Espionage Act to prosecute whistleblowers who leaked to journalists more times than all previous administrations combined. So yes, the stench of hypocrisy throughout Streep's speech was putridly pungent. My overriding disappointment, though, is that she missed a massive opportunity to do something really constructive. How much more effective would it have been had the most powerful woman in Hollywood called for unity, not division, demanded a stop to all the teeth-gnashing and wailing over the election results, and urged Donald Trump in his inauguration speech to preach tolerance, fairness, and equality? That would have been a truly courageous and admirable thing to do. And let me finish, or explain, before I finish, I want to explain this. That would have been truly courageous and admirable thing to do. You know why? You know why it's right? He's right there? Is because it's one thing, you're not brave when you just stand up to your enemies. You're not as brave when you stand up to your enemies as you are when you stand up to your friends. And it would have been one thing if Meryl Streep would have gone up in front of a bunch of people who agreed with her on everything and told them the hard truths. But instead, she told them the pretty lies that they wanted to hear. And I can just imagine all of these Hollywood liberal elites pretending like they're victims. Like they are victims. The liberal media and the journalists and the politicians who oppose Trump and the people, they all act like they're victims. You know why? It's because their whole ideology is one of victimhood. Help me. The government needs to take care of me because I'm a victim, because I'm this or I'm that or I'm that category or I'm this. We need, and that's the whole ideology that comes out of the whole bake the cake stuff with protected classes, right? Or do some people need to be protected classes? Well, this person needs to be a protected class. And that, yeah, we're all victims. Yeah, of course you are. You wear a $10,000 dress. You're a victim. Oh, Hollywood, you're all such victims. No, standing up to the people who agree with her on most everything and telling them the truth, that would have been brave. Okay? That would have been brave. That's when you're brave, is when you stand up to your friends. I think that's actually a paraphrase from Albus Dumbledore. I think that's a Harry Potter reference. I'm not getting that the quote exactly correct, but so far I've quoted 1776 and Harry Potter this morning, so... This is a total nerd podcast. I hope you guys are enjoying it. Moving on. Instead of doing what she could have done, she poured another 100 gallons of oil onto an already inflamed toxic fire. She will get exactly what she wanted. Today, she's the toast of Hollywood, the darling of social media, and a heroine to every millennial in the world. I've seen people on my Twitter feed today say they actually wept with joy at her words. But the reality is that she's also enraged tens of millions of Americans who voted for and like Donald Trump, not to mention those who love their football and MMA. You do not want to tick off football fans. And MMA fans probably not either because, you know, MMA. And she simply reconfirmed to them what Mark Wahlberg said a few weeks ago when he urged actors not to talk about politics. Quote, "A lot of Hollywood is living in a bubble. They're pretty out of touch with the common person, with the everyday guy out there providing for their family." Quite. "Meryl, I still love you dearly, but you had a chance to bring your country together last night, and you blew it." Boom. I would drop this mic, but it's pretty expensive, guys, so I'm not going to drop this mic. What did you think about that? I mean, I'm really curious as to hear your guys' thoughts. I love the comments in the live stream right now. If you're listening to this later, you might be subscribed to us on iTunes. You might be subscribed to us on Stitcher. You might be at thelibertarianrepublic.com pressing the play button on the podcast on the right-hand side. But if you want to subscribe to these podcasts and you want to get my updates, all you got to do is go to iTunes. The name of this podcast is called The Freedom Report. The Freedom Report, pretty simple. Just go to iTunes, go to podcasts, type it in, subscribe. Or if you like, there's a really great app. Not a lot of people use it, but we upload there anyway because it's actually a really beautiful little app. It's called Stitcher. Really easy. Just go and download it on your Android phone or your iPhone, and you will get updates every time I upload one of these. But if you're listening to it live, you're one of the few, the brave, the bold, the beautiful, and I salute you. One last thing. Do me a favor. If you like this podcast, will you do me a favor and share it, guys? Some of you guys are on the road. I saw my buddy Stephanie Cole is driving right now, so do me a favor. Don't text and drive, Stephanie, because I love you, and I don't want you to get hurt. again, if you're a non-iPhone user, Christina Berger is in the chat there talking about what are you for a non-iPhone user. All you got to do is just download the Stitcher app. You can get that Stitcher app, and it's on Android. You don't have to worry about it. Really easy. So if you've got an Android, just get the Stitcher app and download the Freedom Report podcast. Every time that I upload one of these, guys, you can do it. Yeah, I know you're listening on Facebook, Stephanie, but the thing is that if you're listening on Facebook, you're listening probably on your phone. I know you're on your morning commute right now, so like I said, please be careful. Just do me a favor, and guys, when you get to your destinations this morning, if you're in the car, just do me a favor and just share it when you get to your destination. Share it on your Facebook timeline. Share it with your friends. I mean, this story is amazing. It's burning up the interwebs, and yeah, and you help a brother out. Help out a Freedom Ninja to do his job. Like I said earlier, you can get one of my great Mick Taxation Theft hats at threadsofliberty.com. And don't forget to come back every single day to your home for economic freedom and personal liberty at the Libertarian Republic and LibertyViral.com.